power up to. Mayor, let's learn. It's getting late.
Okay.
Let's learn about continuing some ideas that that drew my attention from the Paradise Yosef Echodosh by Rabbi Gamliel Rabinowitz. He has some very, very nice things. Let's discuss the idea of buying the Minag Yisrael. I don't know if anyone would do this. I never even heard about this until not that long ago. There's a Minag Yisrael. A Minag Yisrael to buy a new knife.
What's going on?
There is a Minag Yisrael to buy a new knife for. Okay, everybody, say. No, it's fine. No, it's fine. I'm not talking to you. We're talking to someone else. It's fine. No, don't apologize. We're not referring to you. Everybody say, please. Let's.
What's going on?
Okay.
Taking care of
them. I said you had glasses.
Okay, be careful. Okay, there is a Minag Yisrael to buy a new knife every year for Rosh Hashanah. Did you never heard this?
No.
You never heard this before. No one ever heard this. What? No, not Pesach.
Heard about a new suit.
No, new suit, that's for the Shachyanu. What? No one heard this? I'm very surprised. No one heard this?
What kind of knife?
To cut the challah. A new knife. There is a minog to purchase a new knife. I remember once my father, Zichron Levracha, he asked my mother, Aleh HaShalom, are you buying a new knife for... What are you talking about? I know my mother reacted. Says, what are you talking about? There is such a minhag. It's brought down in all of these books. That did you hear this minhag to buy a new knife?
No.
Yes. There's such a minhag. Or if he's not going to buy a knife, at least to sharpen. Let me say my piece. If you're not going to buy a new knife, at least to sharpen your regular knife. The knife that you use for Shabbos, the knife that you use to cut the challah, the special knife that's used for the bread. Challah, if you're not going to buy a new one to sharpen it, where does it come from? So the Kabbalistic reason is given is because Rosh Hashanah, Gesundheit, is the day of Yom HaDin Parnasa. And the shame, this is Kabbalah, which I know nothing about, but the pasuk of Parnas is always Poseach es yodecha umaspia lechol chai rotzayin. That's the famous pasuk that Yisrael Mechavin three times a day for Parnasa. And the first three words are Poseach es yodecha. The last letters of the first three words are Chatach Poseach ches es tov yodecha ischof Chatach. To cut is with a knife, and this shame is a malach. I don't even know what this is all about. It alludes to the koyach of parnasa, and being that Rosh Hashanah, we're all into simone milsa. We're doing things in order that it should be a good year. We do various simonim. We eat different things. We don't eat certain things. Please let me say. We eat certain things. We eat things, we don't eat things, we do things in order that it should be a good simon. So one of the good simonim is to buy a new knife, chatach, being that it's a yom hadin for parnasa. Do people do this? I don't think so. Okay, you don't see a mad rush to the store to go buy a new knife, it's not done. Yeah.
But I do remember seeing it at this time of year, in the old days, really old days.
That's where it comes from, because we unfortunately we have lost some of the flavor of tradition. Really, there used to be a bit at least to sharpen or to buy a knife. Now, let's discuss some of the inyanim that relate to this. It's very, very fascinating what he quotes over here in the sefer. I said, please, okay, please, we have only a few minutes. Please, let me say my piece. You have one, by all means, you can say something, but in the right time, speak up, pay attention, and speak up in the right time, not to talk and disturb everyone else and make it hard to get through what we want to get through. Now, there is a minik, he quotes here a minik from the Baal Shem Tov. And it seems like this is a lot of it's a very common among certain people. There's a minig, I don't know if you ever told this to me, not to ever buy a gift for a person a knife. It's not the right thing, a chasen kala. You buy them a beautiful Shabbos, a knife to cut the challah. A silver Shabbos knife to cut the challah. From the Baal Shem Tov, he says it's the wrong thing. It's not the right thing. There's a minig Yisrael, you don't give a person a gift, a knife. Baal Shem Tov. Why? It's not a knife, it's a sakon. What? For you to go buy a knife, for you to purchase a knife for Rosh Hashanah, that should be Simon and Milsa Chatach. It's a beautiful thing. But the giving of a knife, to give someone a knife, it's not, a knife is a hashchosa. A knife represents, a knife is a very dangerous thing. There are enough things, enough gifts, to buy a person where you don't have to resort to buying him an object which is a sakana. A knife is an object of sakana. It's a loaded gun. You don't go buy a person a loaded gun. It's a davar pashut. It's a kli mashchis. Even though it's silver and it's beautiful and it says the chvod Shabbos Kodesh, so what? A knife is a knife. When you bench, you're not supposed to have on the Shabbos table that beautiful silver knife that you spend off 300. Yeah. Shabbos allowed to?
Yeah, in the weekdays you have to take it off.
On the weekdays you have to take it off. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, Shabbos allowed to have it. Okay. So, but generally you don't have a knife on the table because Sakon, you'll take that beautiful knife and stab yourself with it. Okay? It's a kli mashchis. So there's a minhag Yisrael not to buy a person. Rabbi said, please, please, I'm trying to get through. And not to buy a person, give a person a gift, a knife. There's another minhag he quotes this, I never heard this. You're not supposed to pass a knife from one person to another. Just like a woman who's a nida is not supposed to pass things directly to her husband. A nida, you put it down on the table, and the person takes it. A knife, you don't pass a knife miyad al yad to chaverim. Person, can you give me the knife? I want to cut the bread. Can you give me the knife? You don't hand over a knife from one person to the other. You want the knife? I'll take the knife from here. I'll put that on the table, and you'll pick it up. That's such a minhag, a certain sensitivity, to these inyanim. Do we do this? I don't think so. But at least we should appreciate what it's about. Now, he does talk about a person, you buy a chasen kala, you buy them a silverware set. Or so then, if you not, it includes knives. So as long as it's part of a set, it's a bundle, you're buying the fork and the forks also with the spoons, it's no issue. If it's you're buying a set of silverware, cutlery for as a gift. Okay, Rabbi Sykes, how many times do I have to ask?
Buy a set of knives.
No, you cannot buy a set of knives, but if you buy cutlery, you buy it is fine, that's not an issue. Just to buy the knife alone, that is the issue. Now Rosh Hashanah as well, Rosh Hashanah, you don't go give someone a gift of a knife, but you just only appreciate the sensitivity when we're dealing with a knife. Now let's go further. Now in some Achshava, David Hamelech. Rosh Hashanah is all about, to some degree, is all about David HaMelech, because every Rosh Chodesh is David. David is the Levana. When you go to Kiddush Levana, what do you make Kiddush Levana? David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. The Malchus of David HaMelech is compared to the Levana. Rosh Hashanah is the only Yom Tif of the Chiddush HaLevana. The renewal of the Levana. So the Levana of Rosh Hashanah has to do with David, the Malchus, the renewal of David. When David was running away from Shaul, where did he go? He went to the city of Noiv Ir HaKoyhanim. David came to Noiv Ir HaKoyhanim, and David was famished. He was, when it bulmas, the Chazal said that he was about to die, he was starving, literally starving to death. And also he was on the run from Shaul and Avner, they were going to kill him. So what did he do? He told them, I have two problems here. Number one, I'm starving to death. Number two, I need some weapons. So Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol in Noiv, gave David two things. He gave him the lechem upon him, bread. He gave him lechem upon him, and he gave him a knife, a sword. Whose knife did he give him? The sword of Goliath. David was the one who killed Goliath. But David, Goliath had this very obviously a very big, big knife, very big weapon, a sword, and it was obviously a weapon. And he didn't take it for himself. I guess it was stored in the royal treasures, and it was stored in with the Kohanim, Noiv Ira Kohanim. Achimelech gave David two things: bread and a knife. Bread and a sword, which is a sword, is a knife. What is a sword? It's a knife. It's a big knife. And when Shaul found out that Achimelech the Kohen Gadol gave David the sword of Goliath and bread, you're married the Malchus. He wiped out the whole city, Noiv Ir HaKohanim. Now, if Goliath, if Shaul went so far to wipe out a whole city, obviously it was a big deal. It was a big deal to give him the lechem upon him and to give him the knife. Is it not interesting that Rosh Hashanah is the day of David HaMelech for all of the Moadim, because it's the only Moed that is on the beginning of the month. All the Moadim are in the middle of the month. When the Chodesh is when the Levana is, maybe, it's too late to say Kiddush Levana. All of the Moadim, you can't even be Kash Levana. It's too late. You have Kash Levana when the Levana in the beginning, the Haskalah. So Rosh Hashanah is the Tzman of the Haskalah HaChodesh, the beginning of the year, it's the beginning of the Levana. It's Shaykh to David. And David, what does David get? David got two gifts. When David, in his struggle, in David's struggle to become Melech, he was anointed Melech, but Shaul was roidif after him, he got two tools in order to survive, to go forward. Food, lechem, and a knife. To some degree, that's what the meaning is about. Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to follow in the ways of David. We take for ourselves food. Rosh Hashanah is the day our mevakish parnasa. We're mevakish for me, yichya mi lechem, mevakish parnasa. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. The Yom HaDin, what's going to be with parnasa during the next year. And it's also survival. And survival is symbolized in the knife. Just like David needed the weapon, he needed the sword of Goliath as a defensive measure, as a weapon, in order to survive. So too, we also do things on Rosh Hashanah in order to show that we are paying attention to what this day is all about, and we are trying to latch on to the zechus of David, or whatever this means. You have to be ma'ayin more into this, but it's, the parallel is just too striking to ignore.
Then you should get a knife.
You can't give a knife. You take it for yourself. You buy a knife. You buy it for yourself. To give a knife, that's what it says. That's still the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says it's not minhag Yisrael to give a Jew a knife. You don't give a knife. You give him a gun. Just joking. So you don't give a knife. A knife. It's not a tool. It's not a tool. Look, we talk about Chachlili Yehuda in the Brachos, Brachos Yaakov. All the letters of the Aleph Beis appear in the Brachos that Yaakov gave to Yehuda, with the exception of the letter Zion. Zion. Zion is a weapon. It's a weapon. Yehuda, to teach you, Yehuda, you're the Melech. Don't fight wars with weapons. There's no Zion. There's no Zion in your brachas. A Melech has a tendency to Cold War. Whoever has more weapons wins. Whoever can bankrupt the other country in the arms race wins. That's the way the world works. It's true, okay? That's Kach Darkei Shalolam. But Klal Yisrael has to remember, it's true. Haneg Bahaminig Derech Eretz. But the Malchus has to know the Zion is not part. It's not your bracha. You're not going to have nachas from the letter Zion, which means Zion is a weapon, a sword. Zion is a what does it mean? Zion means a weapon. Clay Zion, a weapon. That's not where your nachas will come. Don't focus on that. Focus on spiritual matters. Memela, everything else will fall into place. Okay, let's now. That is there anything more with the knife? Now, by the way, some also bedavka, they use that knife to cut the apple. Okay, when you cut the apple, so people don't want to ruin. People don't want to use. It's funny, you don't want to ruin. You don't use your challah knife to cut anything else. It's not very makbif, right? You have a challah knife. The challah knife is just for the lechem. You don't use it to cut the challah, right? And the apple. No, bedavka. The new knife that you buy is the knife you should use to cut the apple. That's what it says. Because when you cut the apple, it's a shana. You dip the apple in the honey, a shana, shana, toiva, shana, toiva, umisuka. The apple is merames on all the things we discussed last week. Klal Yisrael, parnasa, v'chulu, v'chulu. And chatach, you're using over here the new knife. So even though you're very delicate, not to damage or not to get your knife.
You know, when you buy, let's say, a silver knife.
Do you make a shachar on a silver knife? I don't know. Maybe you do. Do you? On a silver knife?
That's for sure.
Oh, so there's another thing. Very good. You remind me. There's another reason why you buy a knife. There's another very interesting reason why you buy a knife. And that is, a knife is a very powerful muscle for what you have to do in preparation for the new year. When you buy a knife, what do you have to do? There are two things you have to do with the knife. Let's say you have to go back in ancient times. The primary purpose of a knife was for shechita. Number one, you have to be toivel it. Okay, you have to be toivel the knife in the mikvah. You have to be metaher it. What do you do with a person? Rosh Hashanah. You have to be metaher yourself. Okay, you go besides going to mikvah. Ikar tahara is the tahara sanefesh. Number two, what else do with the knife? Make sure there are no pigimais. The knife is perfectly smooth, because when the rough comes, you have to present the sakin to the raw for inspection to make sure there are no pigimais. The knife that you buy, your new knife for Rosh Hashanah, is a mashal, the avodas hayom. The avodas hayom, when you come to Rosh Hashanah, you have to prepare, you have to do this in advance. You come, you have a brand new knife, the whole shot, you buy a new knife, it brings down people, they get all worked up. They buy their new knife, they're into this minute, you never have heard of it, but it seems that in the olden days they were very into this. They buy the new knife and they're all worked up about it, and then they come Friday, they come the night of Rosh Hashanah. Oh no, I've got to be toivel it. What do I do now? What? Okay, you have all these eitzes, what to do. You've got this, so it goes to show from the literature of people being so worked up about they've got to be toivel the knife. It just goes to show that it was a very serious thing in ancient times to go and buy a new knife for Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Sai. Question over here is, here's the issue. The issue over here is, it's a beautiful mashal to what the Avodas Hayom is. You have to be metaharit, put in the mikvah, tzvila, which represents tahara, and you have to make sure there are no blemishes. There's also physical perfection. There are no nicks. Is that the word? In the knife? You know what?
Nicks
in the knife. And when the Rav comes, we all know the Minig Yisrael, when the Rav comes, that's the way you give cover to the Rav is...
You give him the knife.
Exactly. You give him the knife for inspection. That's what it's all about. We're coming for inspection before the Ribbono Shel Olam on the Yemei Hadin. We're coming for inspection. So we have to present ourselves before the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to be tahar, and we have to make sure there are no nicks, there are no blemishes in our neshama. That's the hachana that is necessary for Rosh Hashanah. That's why every year, after Tisha B'Av, you got to get a new knife. I have to be toivel it. I have to go and make sure there are no pigimas. I got to sharpen it. It arouses a person the same way that this piece of metal has to be cleansed and has to be without nicks for presentation, for inspection. That's what my avoda is, the Chodesh Elul, to be metar myself, to remove all the nicks, so when I present it before the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything should be in order. Okay, so you see, it's not so simple, this knife. Achimelech, Tzvila, there's a lot going on, and the minhagim, not to give a knife to a friend as a gift. Don't pass the knife from one person to another.
You know, there's another bracha. If you're using the knife for shechita, you make your bracha on the shechita.
Right, there are four times. Think about this. There are four times. I don't know what the significance is, but think about it. Something to think about. There are four times in halacha when you make a bracha when you're holding a knife in your hands.
Mila,
shechita. When you bring a carbon, we don't bring carbonas today. When you bring a carbon, you make a bracha on the carbon. Asher k'dashan the lahak with carbon oila. Lack of carbon shlamin.
Do you make a bracha? Do you know if it's your first carbon?
You make a shachianu. You never make a shachianu on an animal. When you say it's mitzvos neshama, I don't think you make an animal. So you make a shachianu on the carbon, and you make a bracha, and you make a hamaitzi. That's as mitzvah to the Shabbos lechem mishnah. So four times in halacha do you have a situation when you're holding a knife in your hand and you're making a bracha.
Isn't there a minute that you don't use a mild?
Oh, another example. Touching upon this, I've got. Are you not supposed to even give the sakin shalmila to the mail? The mail picks it up himself. Same thing, because it's not an inyan to give someone a knife. Someone else takes the knife. You don't give a person even the mail. The mail you have to be maman as a shaliach. It's very important. I said that's the ish, because a mail is your agent. I'm a man of you as my agent. So a very nice way to be man of the mail as the agent is, I'm giving you the knife. By me giving you the knife, you now become, that's wrong, you don't do that. You don't give the moel the knife to make him a shliach, because you're still not supposed to give someone a knife. It's not a Jewish thing to do.
Okay, so the four were
Nila, Shchita, Hamaitzi, and Karbanos. And Karbanos.
What's the fifth?
That's not a desert, that's
in general.
That's
knife.
That's a different type. You're not using the knife. Here, you can actually use the knife for its purpose. When you've been tied with the knife in the mikvah, you're not using it. It's a prerequisite. Here, you're going to cut. I'm going to cut the lechem. Lechem mishneh. Whole Torah to cut the lechem mishneh. I'm going to do a ma'isa shchita. I'm going to do a ma'isa, bring a carbon. It's the first step of the carbon. The kabbalah, the dam. It's therefore avoidus. So the avoda, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, shchita k'sher bizarre, but shchita is one of the four avodas. You can't get away from that. It's an avoda, part of a carbon. And then there is what do we say, a bris milah, shchita, carbon, and lechem mishnah, a suda. You're making the bracha when you're holding the knife in your hand. Okay, you don't make a bracha before you kill an amaleki. We do the dafyomi saif. When the bez, they make a bracha. Asher kedushan b'mitzvah al misas bezdim. Is that you make a bracha when they kill the person? I don't know. Maybe they do. They make a bracha and nam stav. Doesn't sound right. Right? Doesn't sound right.
Like
it doesn't sound right. But it's one of the halal. Okay. Let's see. Okay. So we've gone to the knife. Now let's go to the next topic. Let's talk about. Okay, we're running out of time. Okay, let's do a little bit of Birchas HaMazon. Let's do two things really quickly. Birchas HaMazon. Big question. Birchas HaMazon. Why don't we make mention of Birchas HaMazon that it is the Yayim HaDin? What's we say Yal V'Yavol in Birchas HaMazon. B'Yayim Reish HaChodesh HaZeh. We don't make any big deal about it. But we don't make any big deal about that. It's we say any extra muschais. So the answer is, the reason why is this, we don't go to town. In the nusach of tzila we say hamelech hakadosh. We change the nusach quite a bit in the nusach of tzila hamelech hakadosh hamelech hamishpat. We add the four insertions zochreinu kasveinu. We embellish the tefillah quite a bit, but the Birchas HaMazon, nothing. Birchas HaMazon, no different than Rosh Chodesh, no different than Shabbos, no different than Yom Tov. Why not? Why don't we embellish the Birchas HaMazon more during the Yom Neroyim, during this Tkufa, just like we embellish the tefillah? The answer is because Birchas HaMazon is basically a contradiction to what Yom HaDin is all about. Birchas HaMazon is Hoidah. It's pure thanksgiving. Tfilah is not Hoidah. In Tfilah, there's also Hoidah. Let's not make any mistake. There's Maidin. But Tfilah is desperation. Tfilah is, Ribbono Shel Olam, we got a problem.
Bakasha.
So tefillah is very much in line with the whole theme of the Yomim Noirohim. So Mamela, we embellish it. Birchas HaMazon is not a prayer of desperation. It is a thank you prayer. So it's not in line, it's not in tune with the theme of Birchas HaMazon to embellish it with expressions of HaMelech HaKadosh and mentioning the Mei HaDin. That is answer number one. Answer number two is even the better answer. On Yom Kippur, if you eat, do you recite a Yalav Yavo? On Yom Kippur, I don't think so. If you eat. A person has to eat. On Tisha B'Av, you say Nachim. I think you say Nachim. In Birchas Hamazon.
I think
you say
Nachim.
Yalav Yavo? You say Kiddush, there's definitely no Kiddush. I don't think so. I don't think you say Yalav Yavo. It's a B'Yavak Yipurim Azeh. I don't think so. You don't say it. Why not? Because you're not really, because you're not supposed to eat. If you're not supposed to do it, and you're doing it, okay, so you have no choice. You have to do it. Doctor's orders, you have to do it. But don't go and be proud of it. Don't be proud and go mention in the Birchas Hamazon that it's Yom Kippur. The emes is, the entire Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you should not be eating. You should not, and in fact, the minig is to fast. During the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you fast. You fast, you fast only one day, it's some Gedalia, but you're really supposed to fast during the Aseres. And Me'ikar Hadin, we should really fast on Rosh Hashanah also. Technicalities, it's Yom Tov, so we don't fast. But since Be'etzem, it is a Zman when you should not be eating, period, the Me'ila, we're not proud of the fact that we're eating. We don't embellish the Birchas Hamazon with an elaborate mention of it's Rosh Hashanah and it's Yimei Hadin. It follows that theme. The theme is when you're not supposed to be doing something, you have no choice but to do it, okay, so you do it, but don't embellish it. We really should not be, as I mentioned, if you forget to say Yalav Yavo, just go back to it last week, if you forget to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Hashanah, do you repeat the Shemona, do you repeat the Birchas Hamazon? The difference is the night and the day. By day you don't. You know why? Because by day, Me'ikar Hadin, you should fast. If you want to fast on Rosh Hashanah, the whole Rosh Hashanah not eat, there's nothing really wrong. We don't do that. We eat. But if you fast, no harm done. So you're not a mechuyv. You're not a mechuyv. It's like Shalosh Shuvos. You don't have to say, you don't have to repeat it again. At night of Rosh Hashanah, that's not the Zman of Din. The night is the Zman of Yom Tov. And Yom Tov you have to eat. So if you forget to say Yalev Yavo at night of Rosh Hashanah, you have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon, but not by day. So what do you learn? That goes, that says it all. That's the proofs in the pudding. That really says it all. The fact that you don't have to repeat the Shemone Ed, the Birchas Hamazon by day on Rosh Hashanah shows that there's really no chiv to eat. You should really be fasting. So since you really should be fasting, now when you do eat and you do recite Birchas Hamazon, there's no need to embellish your Birchas Hamazon by mentioning that it's Yom Hadin Hamech. Okay, now another very important thing. What is the last words of Yalev Yavo? Kikel Melech Chanun Verachumata. Now, what's the problem? In which bracha do you recite the words Ki Melech Chanun Verachumata? In which bracha? In the third bracha. In the third bracha, do we say the word that Hashem is Melech? No. Why not? So the Gemara says we mention Hashem is Melech three times. In the fourth bracha. Why do we say Hashem is Melech three times in the third bracha? To make up for the fact that we left out Hashem in mention of Hashem is Melech in the third bracha. Why do we believe that Hashem is Melech in the third bracha? Because we mentioned David. David is the Melech al Yisrael. It's not derech eretz to compare Hashem's Malchus to the Malchus of David. It's two different worlds. David is Melech here. Hashem is Melech. Hashem is the Melech. The Malchus of Hashem is infinitely greater than the Malchus of any human being, including David HaMelech. So therefore, the Gemara says, therefore it's not Derech. Therefore we go out of our way. Since we're mentioning Yerushalayim and David, Shlomo, we're not going to mention Hashem is Melech because it would be disrespectful to Hashem that Hashem's Malchus should be equated to the Malchus of a human being. In order to compensate for that, in the fourth bracha of Hatoy v'Hameitiv, we mention Hashem three times. One for the bracha, it's a bracha Hatoy Hashem Kino, Melech Olam. And then we mention it two times to take note, we've left out Hashem as being Melech in the previous bracha, so we're paying back Hashem kefil. Double, we can emphasize that Hashem's Melech in the fourth bracha. here is the big, big problem. Now, this is not just a problem for Rosh Hashanah. This is a problem for every Yom Tov and every Rosh Chodesh. When do we say Yalev V'Yavu? Which bracha? Yalev V'Yavu is in the third bracha. In the third bracha. And in the third bracha, what do you say in the third bracha? Yalev V'Yavu, what's the last words of Yalev V'Yavu? Kikel Melech Chanun V'Rachamata. So how can you possibly say Hashem is Melech in the third bracha? Because that bracha, you know, has the nusach of the bracha, does not have the word Melech. So when you append, when you supplement the bracha with the Yalev V'Yavu, you're adding into the Yalev V'Yavu something which has the word Melech. Now, Bishleimer and Shmona Esrei, it's no big deal. Shmona Esrei, that's not a problem. But we're taking from Shmona Esrei, we're putting it into the Brichas HaMazon, in a place where you're not allowed to mention Hashem as being Melech. So if you notice, in many Sidurim, the word Melech is in parentheses. Did you notice that? Look in your bencher, look on your bencher, and in Yalev V'Yavu, in many benchers, Kikel Melech Chanun V'Rachu Mata, it is in parentheses in Birchas HaMazon, because since the year is the third bracha, and the third bracha you're not supposed to say Hashem is Melech, it's an insult to Hashem to mention Malchus Hashem with the Malchus of Devil, so they have to take it out. But the bigger question is, what about that there are different minhagim? Some take it out, some do not take it out. Okay, some take it out, some do not take it out. So most people hold that you can, it's not a big deal. That since this has been borrowed from the Shmona Esrei, it's not the Iker HaNosach, so there's no issue, no big deal, you can say Kikil Melech Chanun V'Rachu. When it becomes more of an issue is during the Aseres, what do you have in your Siddur? Parentheses? The Art School?
Art School.
Ashkenaz or Sard?
Ashkenaz.
You have a Sard there? I'm curious what says in the Sard. Okay, so there are different Minhagim. But so now here's the next question. What about during the Yom Nayroim on Rosh Hashanah? In the Shemona Esrei, we say HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, Melech, 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 Melech. Maybe on Rosh Hashanah we can get away with it. Maybe on Rosh Hashanah when you're saying the Yalev V'Yavu, you should be, even though normally you don't say Melech, since it's part of the Nusach, maybe on Rosh Hashanah you should say Melech. So you might find some people. You might find an art school machzer that the whole year round they put the word melech in parentheses, the whole year round in a siddur, but in the art school machzer for Rosh Hashanah, Birchas HaMazon, the word melech might not be in parentheses. I'm just,
the OU book has no parentheses.
No parentheses, fine. But I'm just telling you, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if the same company who has the melech the whole year round has it in parentheses, but when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Leil Rosh Hashanah, Yom Rosh Hashanah, they do say Melech in the Yalev V'Yavu, because how could you not say Hashem is Melech on Rosh Hashanah? The whole theme is to say Hashem is Melech, and if the Nusach is to say Melech, you have to say Melech in the Birchas HaMazon also, even though it's a little bit of a violation of saying Melech. Okay, it's not the Nusach HaTzilah, it's a Yalev V'Yavu. So there you can chop around an extra mention of Melech. This is an issue. There is no resolution to this issue. There are different minhagim, different sensitivities on what to do. Some do and some do not. Okay, that concludes that. I'll pick up with some more.